This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, yeah, look who it is, Ryan Castle in the house.
I don't know if any of you listening have looked out the window lately, but no matter where you're listening, the weather's been a little weird.
The weather outside is frightful.
It's pretty awful. Here in the Northwest and down in the Southeast, but it was like 65 in New York.
We've got tens of thousands of homes and businesses were left without power there. Yeah. Ohio,
well, there's that.
Pittsburgh, New York because of high winds. Blackouts affected more than 160,000 customers in New York State alone.
I know it snowed in North Texas over the weekend, I believe.
Which is wild. Yeah. It got warm in North Texas, and then the East Coast had snow.
Right.
Then it got warm. And then I talked to my mom this morning. She said they're expecting snow again this weekend.
70-mile-an-hour winds.
Here in Seattle, whereas most people tell you, it never snowed. It was snowing for 3 days straight.
Yeah. 70-mile-an-hour winds we've got right now in Buffalo. Chicago National Weather Service issued a lakeshore flood warning.
Man.
Not only that, but there was one of the most iconic trees in the United States.
Mm-hmm. The Christmas tree?
Down in California, the one that you drive under, the giant, sequoia?
Sequoia,
redwood?
Yeah.
That thing blew down and basically hurricane winds.
So what's this like a 1,000-year-old tree?
Yeah.
Something like that, man.
Yeah, totally.
So the weather sucks everywhere.
Yeah. Cool. Da, 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 da.
So I'm going to keep everything real positive today with songs about terrible weather on Sit and Spin.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
How apropos.
So it's all about bad weather.
It's all bad weather.
10, number 10.
Let me tell you something. If you want to express your displeasure, your depression, your unhappiness, your loneliness, fire and rain, put them together in a song.
Right, that's the go-to.
This Adele, Set Fire to the Rain. I found,
Set Fire to
no
the rain.
Joke, 157 songs with rain in the title that could have been in this slot on Sit and Spin.
But you're such an Adele fan that obviously you had
Adele,
to.
Because she's an incredibly
talented
woman.
But she makes
woman.
It sound more depressing. Like, she has a great voice, but everything she sings, you're just like, yeah, I need a beer.
It's sad.
These are 10 songs about terrible weather on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
Not familiar with this song.
It's Tay Zonde.
I don't think
Tay Zonde. This was an internet sensation maybe 10 years ago.
It was an internet sensation, and then Tosh.0 brought it back. That was the only reason I know this song.
Chocolate rain.
And just so you know, when Tay speaks, his voice sounds like this too.
Chocolate rain.
And that would be a weather event if it ever happened, for sure.
What we call that bad weather, though?
That would make the news.
Well, chocolate rain sounds delicious. It tastes like chocolate milk.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'd be okay with that.
If you grew up poor like me, that's how you made chocolate milk, was with water.
Mmm.
10 songs about terrible weather.
Why do they call it chocolate milk?
8, number 8.
And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls.
If you're going to say the thunder rolls, shouldn't you sound cooler than that?
It's the thunder rolls.
Whatever.
That song has thunder in it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like a senior in high school. I never listened to country music. I'm in this dude's car, and I go, what? Is there a storm? He's like, you're not serious.
That's what we call
it. It was the song. I don't know if it's in the beginning or something. It's just like.
Fun fact. Thunder rolls, a close cousin to the Cheddar Bay biscuit.
Mm.
I need a thunder roll.
And a heartbeat.
A thunder roll.
And a heartbeat.
What, at a sushi restaurant?
Anyway, I'm with them. It sounds like if you came in and said, hey, I made homemade thunder rolls, like, give me one.
That's what Big Shirley's got under her shirt.
Ted's been in the bathroom for a long time. Oh, he had thunder rolls.
you can hide drugs in there. These are 10 songs about terrible weather on Sit and Spin.
Number 7.
Something going in my head.
quite the eclectic list.
Yeah.
Hey, the weather affects everyone, Miles.
Anytime you can get Tay Zonde and Black Sabbath on the same
and
list,
Adele.
I think we're doing
that
all
is
right
a music
now.
Festival I would go to.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, so that's Snowblind from Black Sabbath, I'm sure, has
Are
nothing
you,
to do with
how
actual
How many different
snow.
Snowblinds do you know? Styx had a song called Snowblind. Ace Frehley's solo album had a song called Snowblind. I feel like Snowblind's, like you said, Fire and Rain.
Right.
Snowblind's your other go-to.
That's because most musicians have songs about cocaine.
That's the
Is that what this is about?
I would assume. Huh. I don't know.
From Ozzy Osbourne? No. Oh,
I thought he was trapped someplace, like in Greenland.
These are 10 songs about terrible weather on Sit and Spin.
Sit number six. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice.
I thought this was about a relationship.
There's another great
Mother Nature.
It's another great cliche in music. When something's cold,
it's cold as ice.
Ice.
Yeah, but what else?
But if you could put ice
go
and,
to?
If you could put ice and fire together, that's also great.
I mean, if you said, look, someone could be cold, and you can write a song about it. They can't be cold as ice. They're cold as, like, what would you go to?
I think you should
Slurpee.
Say, it's one thing to
cold
say,
as
like,
a witches, you know what.
Right.
Stick with ice.
And it's like, she's cold to me,
cold
but man.
Cold as a witches.
She's cold as ice.
She's cold.
Like, he hates her.
Day old refrigerated
He's
pizza.
Pissed.
What's the old joke? Cold like Martha Stewart on Dirty Sheets.
Do you think she knows who she is? The cold as ice woman.
Oh, sure.
She knows.
Yeah. She knows?
She knows.
She's frigid right now.
Like, she heard that song and went, that's about me.
Totally.
I dated Lou Graham. Yeah.
Five. Number five. Well, it's cold
as ice.
What I tell you.
See?
Now. So 40 years later, 40 plus years later, Cage the Elephant comes with cold, cold, cold. And here we are. We're still cold as
still
ice.
Still cold as ice.
Yeah, man.
Because again, Miles' the suggestion was shot down. Cold as a witch is. Just say ice.
Right.
Just say ice, guys.
Yeah, there isn't another saying, is there?
There's not. You're cold as ice, period. That's it, right?
You're ice cold.
Right.
Can't believe PETA.
Mix it up a little bit.
Can't believe PETA hasn't protested Cage the Elephant.
So that's a good point.
Now they're like, free the elephant. You
that's
know
a
what I mean?
Good point. I hadn't even considered that.
Four, number four. Feel the breath in
my face. Ooh. What an odd choice. Come body close to me. I just wanted to sneak in some Swayze.
Yeah. This is Patrick Swayze?
Yeah,
this
you
is
didn't
Patrick
know that?
Swayze.
Dude, this
no,
from,
I didn't
this
know
from,
that.
This from Dirty Dancing. Come on.
What do you want me to tell you? I feel better about myself knowing that I did not know this was Patrick
Wait,
Swayze. What's the song?
Listen.
She's like the wind. She's like the wind.
It's about his gassy girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, she farted a lot.
Which would also make major news if that were an actual weather event.
She's now like Patrick the wind. Swayze's dead.
These are 10 Dust songs about terrible dust. Weather on Sit and Spin.
This would be a tragic event. I mean, this would top any weather event we've ever like. Ladies and gentlemen, all school's going to be canceled today as men are falling from the sky.
It's so unfortunate for everyone involved.
This song written by Paul Shaver, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes, Paul Shaver.
See
Shaver
that car over there got some hail damage. This one had a dude fall on it.
What do you think? what do you think? Because this is one of the...
Where's Frank Nitti? He's in the car.
This is one of the few songs we know to be written that's popular by Paul Shaver. So what do you think Paul was thinking when he wrote this song?
You know another song that a dude wrote? Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
That's true.
Right.
That's true, yeah.
Just seems like an odd choice to sit down like, I'm inspired. What if men fell out of the sky?
He probably wanted it to be raining women, but there were too many syllables.
It's a raining, ladies.
So he just abbreviated.
Hallelujah, it's raining, ladies.
These are our 10 songs about terrible weather on Sit and Spin.
Two, number two. Riders on the storm.
Well, he makes it creepy. Riders on the storm. Jim Morrison had an inability to make anything sound like it would be fun or pleasant.
I don't know.
Like, I feel like if Jim Morrison's there, I don't take my kids. But, come on, kids.
Look at that frog. He's bringing peace.
It's a ride at Disneyland. It's called the Crystal Ship.
Right.
Just come on.
Mama?
Daddy, I want to
yes,
go.
Son.
I want to kill you, Mom. That's nice.
Oh, that's not what he wants to do to Mom.
No.
These are our 10 songs about terrible weather, and we have made it to number one.
One. Number one. Here I am.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think he meant?
I don't know.
You're going to be very wet when I'm done.
And all your stuff's going to be gone.
I'm going to destroy your house and make you wet.
Before we wrap up, I need to give honorable mention to the 12-way tie for 11th place.
Ooh.
And that goes to Bob Dylan, Grace Jones, 30 Seconds to Mars, Theory of a Dead Man, Ms. Mister, Natalie Grant, The Vamps, Lifehouse, Mr. Wives, Halsey, Parachute, and Luke Combs, who all have a song or a version of the song called Hurricane.
Just Hurricane.
Just Hurricane.
Just Hurricane.
That's right.
That is amazing.
Come up with something new.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. There you go on Sit and Spin.
Connect with the guys. Find The Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to The Men's Room on The Men's Room Radio Network.
Our question, excluding your pet, what was your animal encounter? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Travis. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Trying to let him free.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story involves horse. Me and my family go to Moses Lake where my mom's parents, my grandparents lived, and they had three horses, and they told me not to run behind the horse, and me and my two brothers wanted to catch this horse to ride it, and they told me not to run behind it, and I'm 10, so I'm running behind this horse, and it stops, and it bucks me in the stomach, throws me like 5 feet. I can't breathe for 5 minutes, it seems like.
You did say buck you, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Were you riding the horse?
No, I was running behind it like an idiot.
So he kicked you?
Yeah, yeah. He stopped and both feet in the stomach.
Oh.
While I'm in a dead sprint. And so it knocked the wind out of me, and my brothers run and go get my parents. They come back out. I'm done that day, so then the next day, we decided to ride the other two horses. My dad gets on one. They throw me on the back of the other horse, and the horse that I'm on follows the horse that my dad is on no matter where he goes. I've never ridden a horse before. So my dad takes off at a full sprint, and this stupid horse, well, the one that I'm on, runs with it. And I make it about a half mile down, and I'm holding on for dear life like an idiot trying to hold on to this stupid saddle, and I'm vomiting all over the place. The Lucky Charms does not look as cool going out as it does going in, so it was cereal fest all over the horses. Now, I am deathly afraid of horses now. If there's a parade and there's horses coming down the parade, I will leave the parade. Like, I will not.
What about Lucky Charms? Will you eat a bowl of Lucky Charms?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So they're fine.
It took a couple years for me to eat Lucky Charms again, but yeah. And then that's the weekend. We're leaving. The day that we're leaving, I go to pet the horse that kicked me.
That's a good idea.
It was dumb. It was dumb. So I go underneath the electric fence that they keep these stupid horses in, and it starts to attack me. So I turn around and go to run. Well, I forget that there's an electric fence, and I got clotheslined at a dead sprint from the collarbone all the way up to the chin, took the skin off my neck.
Oh, my God.
Did the horse drop and laugh? I mean, at some point, this horse has had to be like, son, you just need to go home.
Yeah, I've pretty much realized that horses hate me at that point. So
okay.
I've been scared of horses ever since, yeah.
Now, Travis, I have a question for you, and you probably don't even know what the hell I'm talking about, but I'm going to go for it anyway. Have you ever called this show before?
Yeah.
You have? Did you ever disguise your voice when you called the show?
That's not me, man. I did not do that.
are you sure?
I'm 100% positive.
Miles is convinced you're that guy.
He sounds like exactly like you.
What, he talks like this?
That's it! I knew it was you! I knew it was you!
Me, bro.
It was you!
Not me, my man.
You walked in
it
with your adult daughter, right?
What? No, I did not walk in on her doing whatever on her laptop. I've heard that.
Oh, yeah, you heard
you
that.
You remember a lot of details.
You know, You guys just played that at the year-end spectacular.
All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's when you heard it.
We're
yeah.
still not
but who
sold.
Would who would cop to it if you were disguising the voice? We should have just asked him if he had
it. Not me. I did not do that. It was not me.
I know it was you. I knew it. As soon as
it wasn't me, bro. I promise you it wasn't me. I promise.
I don't know.
Okay.
That imitation was too good.
That was really good.
Miles wrote me a note. I'm like, I don't think
so. Is this the disguised voice? Like, and then no, people know me. Who knows you? People listen to your show know me.
It's like talking to Tonto.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network. Is it 10 or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys have a team of professional writers who write the jokes for them every single night. It's up to you to determine if this is one of Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, or David Spade's jokes, or is this a The Ted Smith original?
All right. You know what? Ben and Jerry's just created a new flavor called Netflix and Chill. It's peanut butter ice cream with pretzel swirls and pieces of brownie inside. It's on sale now nationwide. So you already had sex. You might as well get fat.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith! By the way, that ice cream sounds delicious.
It really does.
Pretzels.
Right?
All
pretzels, peanut butter, pieces of brownie.
You say you get a bowl of ice cream every night?
Pretty much, yeah.
I've got those Snyder's really thin pretzel sticks.
Yeah.
I crumble those up and put them on top of my ice cream.
Do you? You're talking smack on ice cream and you spend all this time. All right.
It's great. Sorry.
It's probably just for me and Thrill, but good to see you back, Martha.
Thank you. I've been gone for a while. Tidying up a bit.
Have you met your soulmate yet? 51% of people in a survey said yes, and most of them think they're currently with their soulmates. And here I am thinking soulmates are just black guys in Australia.
Ted Smith.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah, that was me. All right.
Soulmates. Soulmates.
Soulmate.
So like the lead singer for the Fine Young Cannibals. Any Aboriginal people.
I was trying to think of like who the most famous black dude was. Like,
I think him, he's probably the most...
I can't think of another black dude from Australia.
Me neither.
I ran that joke by somebody today, and they went, I'll go. I say you go for it. I mean, I think it's funny. All right, I'm going to go for it, but... Soulmate. If there's some way to work in a C. Thomas Howell joke, too.
Ooh, that was not a good look.
That was a
somehow
deep reference.
Somehow he's gotten through that with unscathed.
Takeshi 6ix9ine asked the judge...
Ted!
Serve the rest of his sentence at home because there's too many bad guys in jail. Which is a good cause. There's no bad guys in Brooklyn.
Need testimony.
It is. Am I the only one out here making 6ix9ine jokes?
Yes, you are. That's what I said. As soon as you brought
yes.
up the content, I was like, I know exactly.
Spade
that.
Had a whole like segment on it last
Did he?
Night.
Okay. Oh, son of a bitch.
I know. I just didn't use any of his.
And we still guessed it.
Terrell Owens met with Antonio Brown to have a heart-to-heart about the wide receiver's recent Instagram behavior. You know things are bad when T.O. is your voice of reason.
D. Ted Smith.
Yeah, do it again. We don't want to know. Just do the whole joke over, and then we'll hit the laughter in the appropriate place.
All right. Terrell Owens met with Antonio Brown to have a heart-to-heart about the wide
receiver.
That's
the joke.
That's it.
I mean, that's all you had to say.
That's it. It's just, who did that?
Oh, my God.
No, that was fine.
Okay, I was going to say.
Wow.
That's my quarterback. It's my quarterback.
That ain't Antonio Brown. He's never had one that he liked.
I'm black, but I have blonde hair.
Antonio Brown still was a normal human, and then just
got his toes frostbitten. Everything went south.
I think Burfict took care of his brain one crossing pattern.
A guy in Virginia went to a Taco Bell on Monday, but he only had 70 cents. So an employee felt bad and gave him a free taco. And then the guy pulled a knife on him as he was upset with the type of free taco they had given him. Sounds like he was a hard taco type.
Lee Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that
today.
It's
not a bad joke. We laughed.
Made me angry. Like, you got a free taco.
You got a free taco.
And you pulled a knife because the free thing. Look, I don't like Rolling Rock beer, but when you offer me a free one, I will drink it. It and had, I won't stab
oh, look,
you.
Oh, the Maiden Latrobe. There's the 33 on there, sure.
It had to be either hard or soft. Or maybe Cool Ranch or Nacho
I'm thinking,
cheese.
I'm tracking with you. Honestly, God, my first thought is he got a hard taco. It's not the taco.
Are
yeah.
you kidding me? I got two hard tacos today. They're great.
Hard tacos are the worst.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got two options, and they are the worst.
Man, am I like reliving my childhood
yes.
here? Like as far as liking the hard tacos.
Your crunchy
that,
taco.
But is that a problem to just have a crap American taco every once in a while?
No, if you like it.
Because I consider the hard shell like just the crappy,
hey, look,
you know what I mean? Just
raccoons
standard
like
beef.
Trash. It's fine.
You don't like a standard Ortega taco kit taco?
Given that I have an option of a soft taco, no. If yeah. that's what I've got, okay.
All right,
fine.
Fair enough.
Dummy.
Okay.
You guys saw this. There's a 17-year-old girl in England with a rare neurological disorder that renders her totally paralyzed every time she laughs too hard. She has to avoid anything that she might find too funny. She should be fine, though, since her favorite comedian is Dane Cook.
Spade.
Ted Smith.
Oh, great joke. Nice
well
work.
Done. That's,
and
well,
I screwed it up.
Yeah, well, either way, it was still funny. You know what I mean? And right.
I just never found him that funny. I respect the man.
I respect him a great deal, but I'm right
yeah.
there with you.
I just don't get why he dates 18-year-olds. Other than that, you know, we're all right.
Wow. Zinga.
Zap.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
You got zapped, ain't there? Ain't old enough to drink.
J-Lo.
The lowest you go is 21.
She'll have Shirley Temple.
Oh, God.
J-Lo
oh,
says.
Oh, God. Oh. That's your date. She'll have Shirley Temple. I'm out.
Take her, Canada.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Ken.
Hola.
Hola.
Kenny on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
I am sober.
All right, Ken. Welcome to the show. Our men's room poll, it's a doozy. You're going to contract one of these diseases, not necessarily sexually, but you're going to have to tell people this is where you got it. Herpes from a monkey, chlamydia from a koala, warts from a dolphin, or Lyme disease from a tick.
I was going to go with the koala, but now I got to go with the dolphins and the popper fish.
Yeah, man.
So wait a minute. Now that you know the dolphins are down to get high, you're cool to get your genital warts from them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, look, one of these people are going to give me an STD,
right?
But one of them is going to get me high on puffer fish.
Okay, you know what? Yes,
let me ask
right.
you a question.
I'm getting high.
So
if
the
I
dolphins
get...
can get high on a puffer fish, uh-huh. shouldn't technically we be able to get high on puffer fish as well?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on your
look,
body
man,
chemistry.
I eat a mushroom. I weigh 200 pounds. Give the same mushroom to a dolphin, right?
Mm-hmm.
It weighs 200 pounds. I'm going to assume, based on the fact that we're both mammals, that we'll both have some effects from eating this mushroom, correct?
I don't know, because your physiology,
yeah, it's
even
different.
Though you're a mammal.
Well, deer eat marijuana.
Sure.
Rabbits, all the mammals in the woods go for that like it's, you know,
but there's
the
some
best
animals
time of
that
their life.
Eat marijuana that aren't getting that, high.
Right,
they just
don't
legit
get high.
Like to eat it.
Yeah, and they're not getting stoned.
Okay, all
yeah.
right.
Look, if you eat catnip, nothing's going to happen to you except you puke. You give a cat catnip, my man is like
in a different spatial awareness.
Yeah.
I used to love giving my cat catnip. You know, Rainbow Janet has never had catnip.
I've got catnip.
Dude, I know. I think it's time. And listen, I don't have to explain to my daughter, like, you're getting your cat stoned. But I think she would have fun. Say, Daddy, the cat seems so different. Like, yeah.
I don't think that's stoned. I think that's going the other direction.
You think so?
I think that's giving them the yay.
Really?
Yeah, I think they go nuts.
But every cat I've seen, they get real calm, man.
Oh, not mine.
Really?
No.
Oh, my cat would sit on just two legs with, like, its two front paws up. I mean, like, sit like a person and just stare out the window for, like, 2 hours, man. Like, didn't blink, nothing. This cat was getting in touch with its animal totem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dolphins are getting high all the time, by the way. I'm reading an article on the pufferfish.
Yeah.
So it puts out a toxin when it's scared.
Okay.
So they do kind of pass it around and then take in the toxin. And it's like, they're experts at it. And the article ends with, this is not their first hallucinogenic rodeo.
You know what? Doesn't that explain their eyes and that little smile they got?
Yo, dog, I'm high.
All right.
I've been puffing all day.
Here's your
puff pass.
Here's your question. What southern state has the world's longest continuous bridge over water? It's 23.87 miles. Or as we like to say, 24 miles.
Florida.
Not a bad guess.
Louisiana. That's over Lake Pontchartrain?
That is correct. Lake Pontchartrain Causeway.
Is that, what is that, going toward Baton Rouge?
That's exactly how okay. I know it.
I don't think I've
Were
ever
you
been
on that
part
for
the
whole time?
Yeah.
I was going to say
freak
a bridge
you out
in,
at any point?
It was a long break.
Because it's just so long, man.
I may have been in the back of a minivan drinking Boone's Farm and not caring.
May have been in the back of a van.
May have been in the back of a minivan.
I see.
All right, your question. 1 in 8 Americans has had a job at what company?
Chevron.
Did you say Chevron?
Chevron? I'm going to guess McDonald's.
Hey, Chevron guy.
Come
Once
on
again,
now.
Once again, Men's Room Colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, Ken, welcome back.
Sorry.
It's understood. By the way, more information coming in. It says Dolphins, hold on. Catnip affects different cats differently. That's one. Someone else points out, let's see, if you eat a bag of raw weed, you're not going to get high. Most animals don't. Someone points out with cats, some get riled up, some get chill. And then more on the dolphins, Ted. You'll like this.
Nice.
So we know that they puff past the toxins from the pufferfish. It says you can also find, dolphins have been known, and I've read this before, they will take an electric eel, wrap it around a certain part of their anatomy, and it stimulates them.
And they get the zap?
Yeah. You get that little zap down there, man. So listen, dolphins are next level kinky. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's like taking a taser to the junk and being like, yeah, do it again. I'm beginning to want to be a dolphin.
That's amore. Yeah.
Telling you, man, the dolphins are where it's at.
They know what's going on.
Like a big pizza pie.
And again, it explains their beady eyes and that smile that they always have.
Also explains their record. They were all high on pufferfish.
All right, here's your question. What day of the year is the busiest day for plumbers? I'll give you a hint. They call it Brown Friday.
The day after Thanksgiving.
Brown Friday.
Yeah,
get out of here.
That is the busiest day of the year for plumbers. Well, think about it. I mean, it explains itself, right? So here in the U.S., you know, it's the day after Thanksgiving. They're not celebrating Black Friday. They're celebrating Brown Friday.
That's the day of the 10 and 15 flusher that I hear about these days.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly it.
Check the pressure.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Woo! Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. So the head chef today has a certain amount, but the list is 40 restaurant meals you should not eat after 40.
Is this based on the amount of calories, the badness for you, all those things?
Yeah, some of it's calories. A lot of it just has to do with the amount of fat and sodium.
Okay.
And it's weird, because some of them, when you hear it, you go, yeah, that makes sense.
But other ones will be disappointed, won't we?
Yeah, it's like a lot of places. Like, oh, get this. That looks healthy. It's like, it was till they shot it full of salt.
Okay, all right. And let's face it. I mean, by the time you're 40 years old, your metabolism starts to just absolutely start dying down anyway, so it's harder to burn this stuff off.
At 40.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, 39's fine.
Yeah, you're good.
I can still eat these.
Yeah. You can for another year.
All right, we start. Honestly, there's only a couple of these that really are sad that are off the list.
All right.
But one on the list, number one, was Buffalo Wild Wings Hickory Pulled Pork Sandwich. First of all, you're in a place called Buffalo Wild Wings. I suggest you get the wings.
That is one, good suggestion.
It is weird when you go into Buffalo Wild Wings and you see people ordering other things. Like a salad or something. I'm like, why'd you get a Southwestern salad at Buffalo
Wild
Wings?
I feel, no offense, I can't remember if it was one of you guys, but somebody I know, like, was complaining they didn't like the burger at a wing place. I was like, you're at a wing place.
Right. Yeah.
Get the wings.
Yeah. I go lemon pepper, all flats. But the hickory pulled pork sandwich has 69 grams of sugar and more staggering 3,500 milligrams of blood pressure raising sodium.
You know what? It's pulled pork. I don't care. I don't care if you said it also has razor blades and Windex. I'm like, whatever.
I think we know the pork is salty.
And then it's barbecue pork.
It's barbecue pork in a restaurant. Exactly. Just know, if you're eating anything in a restaurant, it's got a lot more salt than you would have at home.
Sure. That's why it tastes better.
This one kind of hurts. The Outback Steakhouse hand-breaded shrimp with fries and volcano sauce.
Volcano sauce. What is the volcano sauce? Just spicy? Is it spicy? Or what is it?
basically, not positive what's going on here, but they're just saying, like, look, the shrimp are deep fried or battered, deep fried, a bunch of, it is a spicy sauce.
Okay. Yeah.
A meal that costs you 51 grams of fat and almost 38 milligrams of sodium. I guess it also contains a lot of trans fat.
Mm. Okay.
Mike, this one's going to hurt you. Again, I'm reading some 40 restaurant meals you should not eat after 40. The Olive Garden.
Oh, no.
The Tour of Italy.
What does the Tour of Italy consist of?
I think it's just three things.
Okay.
So it's like.
Mike already knew. Yeah.
Did you? Yeah, I'm not positive.
Have you ever gotten it? You ever toured Italy?
No, I've always looked at it.
Okay.
What am I getting if I tour Italy?
So in other words, do I get like fettuccine or Parmesan?
This one has lasagna, fettuccine, and chicken parm.
Because you got three dinners. That's why.
Yeah,
I know. It still sounds great.
Bring it on.
Three dinners.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
yeah, that one's not great for you.
Shocking.
Let's see. Buffalo Wild Wings comes back in the mix.
Okay.
They're large, blazing, boneless wings. First of all, I would never get blazing. The equivalent of this, let's say, they say if you wouldn't crunch your way through four whole bags of Lay's family-sized potato chips in one setting, then don't eat. They have the same amount of sodium as this order of wings.
Wow.
Boneless wings.
Okay. Bring me your sodium. I do not care.
And you would say that those are just nuggets.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Nuggets.
Also, though, like, look, I love potato chips, right?
Right.
I think all of us do.
Sure.
I've eaten a lot of potato chips. But first of all, a whole family size bag and then four of them in one sitting
equates to just that meal.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
You're talking 2180 calories. You're done for the day.
Yeah, but the bright side of that is now you don't have to eat four bags of family size chips. You should say thank you.
Because that would take some time.
Yeah, it takes too long.
Just
your fingers
just
get greasy.
Six nuggets.
You look like a pig. Now you can just sit down, have one meal, and know that you've packed as much sodium as being a glutton.
While shrimp is one of the healthiest lean proteins, they're doing stuff to it. So now we go to Red Lobster and they're dragon shrimp.
Dragon Ooh. Shrimp. I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah, yeah, check that out.
Yeah, dragon.
Basically,
shrimp.
Same thing, man. It's a healthy lean protein, but it's got 4,230 milligrams of sodium. It doesn't, basically, so this one has less calories, right? 890 calories.
Ooh. Dragon shrimp.
Yeah,
look
man.
At that. I'm eating that. I don't care.
Oh, that looks great.
Let's see. There's some meals they shouldn't eat after 40 in a restaurant. Miles, this one's going to hurt you. Know you're a fan of the TGI Fridays Jack Daniels menu?
I am.
The TGI Fridays Jack Daniels, ribs and shrimp.
Oh, come on.
Mm. Yeah. If you'd munch on four McDonald's cheeseburgers instead of this whiskey-infused meal, you'd be saving yourself 1,200 less milligrams of salt.
Just by eating four cheeseburgers.
Correct.
That's amazing. Because you'd think ribs are, I know they're, it just seems like it'd be a little bit better for you maybe, or shrimp would be better for you.
It's covered
it's
in
really
salt.
It's really the shrimp.
Right?
Like, shrimp shows up a lot on this list, right?
That's a shame.
Just because of the breading and stuff and your deep frying. With that said, deep fried shrimp, coconut shrimp, I love them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? They're
I do
great.
Too.
Yeah. You ever get the buffalo shrimp?
Yes.
I have not.
Oh,
I did on Hooters. Yes, I have had them at Hooters.
Go.
They were
yeah.
really good.
That's what I'm saying, man. Get in there. Get scrimpy.
Get scrump.
All right, so here's another one, right? You're at Applebee's. You say, you know what? I'm going to be good tonight. I'm going to get the Oriental Grilled Chicken Salad. Grilled chicken. How
that that sounds be? Like it should be very healthy.
Yeah, exactly. 1,280 calories. Like,
not the worst.
Right. Yeah. Grilled chicken seems like a wise decision when it comes to your waistline, but this Asian-inspired bowl packs a whopping 65 grams of sugar, which means you're better off at Applebee's just getting the classic burger.
Okay.
Why
well,
that's not why I'm at
yeah,
Applebee's.
So you're trying to eat healthy, and you go for the salad, and you should be just eating like a double cheeseburger.
No, you should be eating what you want because you're eating good in the neighborhood.
Well, classic cheeseburger. Now, if you get a double,
okay.
I don't even know if they offer a double. But, I mean, we've seen this before, right? Like, I want to say, was it like some fast food place introduced salads? And it was like the one salad had so much more stuff. Like,
right.
Just get the burger.
Well, McDonald's, when they start putting that stuff on there with their salads, you can see like there's 1,200 calories for one of their salads that has chicken on it or whatever. And you're like, I'm just going to get a Big Mac
but
and fries.
But psychosomatically, you feel better.
You do. Well, that's why sometimes you'll hear me, right? If it's like one of those gyro salads where I'm like, it's a salad. This is not a health thing.
Right. There's nothing healthy.
I just want to crunch lettuce with my gyro meat.
Make you feel better about it.
No. So I'm saying, I know damn well, like I say it every time, like, it's not the healthiest salad, it's just my favorite.
Sure.
Just because I like the lettuce with the meat.
But don't you go to a restaurant, like, under the idea that I don't care what I'm going to eat this time? You know, like, if you're worried about your health.
But I go out a lot.
Right, but I mean, if you're worried about your health, most people, I assume, take care of that at home. When I go to the restaurant, like, do not worry about my health. I don't care how much sodium's in it. I don't care how much sugar's in it. This is why I'm here, because if I could do this at home, I would. I'm talking to you, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, but there's...
Talking to you, Cheesecake Factory. I know there's 12 billion calories in every forkful. I don't care. That is precisely why I'm here, because they are delicious, delicious calories.
You've heard this one before. The Outback Steakhouse Bloomin' Onion.
Oh, don't tell me about the Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah, man. It's ridiculous.
But it's a shareable. You're not eating that whole thing by yourself.
You could. Well, it's just other people
keep grabbing it. You know you can get a half one now, and you can get some French fries on the side, too. Save the half and half appetizer.
My only problem with the Bloomin' Onion.
Hang on now. If you're getting half a Bloomin' Onion and the other half is French fries, just
eat the Bloomin' Onion.
Eat the damn onion.
I know, but if you like the best of both worlds, you get them both. The cheesy, bacony.
And then this one shouldn't shock you either. Steak and Shake, full order, sausage, gravy, and biscuits.
Does this shock anyone?
No.
No. You can't eat biscuits and gravy and think you're doing something okay.
Yeah, this is a great way to start the day.
Yeah. Also, by the way, people can hate on me if they want.
Oh, we do.
Biscuits and gravy, one of the most overrated things in the world.
Shut your whore mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
It did not take long to hate on.
Wow, yeah. You're not listening to the Men's Room Radio Network anymore.
No.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
What's the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, Thrill, I want to start this off saying, dude, I really do love you, man. I think you're an awesome guy.
You're about to Joe Biden my ass. You are about to say something to piss me off. I can feel it.
So I do want to say I do love black licorice. I want to join in with that.
Really?
Oh, I thought you were going to say you didn't love black people.
Yeah. I was like, where is this going? I love you, Thrill.
Hey, man, I think you're okay, but
I hate black people
normally.
In general.
but here's what's unpopular over the last couple of months is that the Ravens were going to go all the way. And I kept saying, nope, I don't think they're going to make it.
Why did you think they were not going to make it? What told you?
I'm a Patriots guy now. You and I,
shocker.
Over the last, I'm the guy with the Akitas.
Oh, yeah. I remember you son of a bitch.
Okay, so here come the Titans. They roll up to New England. They beat us by 7 on a final pick 6 by, ironically, a former Patriot.
Yep. Oh, so tell me he wasn't.
Team, yeah. If there's any team that was going to beat the Patriots, I would have wanted it to be the Titans because essentially a bunch of them are former Patriots, including the coach. So it's like, okay, I can live with that.
Does that make you feel better, though? I mean, if the Ravens – and right, the Titans beat the living hell out of the Ravens, but I think, like, I would have felt worse if they said, hey, man, 8 of the 22 starters are former Ravens. Like, that would just piss me off even
more. What would piss me off in your situation would be Jimmy Garoppolo because that was your future that you walk out the door.
No, I'm still not done. I don't think we're done with Brady, but we'll have to see how that pans out. And honestly, we were depleted anyway, but no excuse. We lost.
Jimmy G didn't
even think we should have made the playoffs.
And don't forget, Garoppolo did walk out the door.
I was thinking the Ravens were really going to freaking have one hell of a game. And then when I started seeing it was falling apart, they're down by 14. I'm like, oh, this ain't good.
It took 30 seconds.
They're going to make it back.
No, they didn't. And they didn't even show up. We did.
They started losing after the coin flip. Basically, they said, you want to win or lose? We hit tails, we want to lose.
Yeah, Tom Brady went to Robert Kraft and said, get this guy out of here.
Right.
Because he knew how good Garoppolo was.
Yeah, that's Tom.
Is that really what happened?
Yes.
That's the story. That's one of the few times that Kraft interrupted in the football operation.
Have you ever seen a starting quarterback on a successful team happy that they drafted another quarterback? It never happened. They're like, remember Brett Favre with Aaron Rodgers?
Right, he hated Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, man, yeah. And he made no bones about it. And it'll happen to everyone one day.
It's because now everyone hates Aaron Rodgers for some reason.
Let me ask you this, Mike, before I let you go. What do you honestly think Tom Brady's going to do? Do you think he retires? Do you think he comes back? Do you think he goes to another team?
I think he stays. I think he just wants a little bit more money. But I also think that it's going to have to be that they're going to have to build up a better, you know, he needs more receivers.
Because word on the street is you might be wearing a Andy Dalton jersey.
I don't think so, man. I'd be surprised.
I hope not.
A lot, I think, for that to happen. Because he knows the system. He would have to go somewhere else. He wouldn't be able to go to Europe right with Giselle. He'd have to go to a whole new system, learn all that, be sitting behind books. And I don't think he's at the point at his age where he wants to put himself.
Peyton Manning did it in Denver. I think Tom Brady could go somewhere and learn just enough.
That's true.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, yeah, so tired. What a late night.
Oh.
Coming up with tongue twisters for Ted and Ted versus the FCC.
Some of your best work.
You're not going to believe what happened.
What?
We come in here today, I open up my email. What's the first email I open?
Tell me a listener didn't send one.
A listener submitted
Son
Ted versus the
bitch.
FCC.
If I had known that, I'd have gone to bed before 4 a.m. and certainly would not have eaten that many Tide Pods.
Where were y'all in last? Oh, Tide Pods.
Tide Pods, yeah.
Wasted so much time, but we're clean today and fresh.
Robbie Markowski.
Yeah, like we say, the listener always comes first. So we're going to use a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. This one comes from our buddy Dylan, and much like last week, it's got some S's in there, and Dylan's submission goes something like this. Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. So sheepishly sitting Schlitz sippers send ships of sexually frustrated sheep to sit on sheets of slit sheets.
Make that any longer?
The way we do Ted versus the FCC is one time through and then three times fast.
Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. So sheepishly sitting Schlitz sippers sent ships of sexually frustrated sheep to sit on the sheets of silk slits?
Three times fast!
Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. Some sheepishly sitting Schlitz sippers sent ships of sexually frustrated sheep to sit on sheets of silk Schlitz.
One!
Some say sheep that struggle from sexual frustration sit on ships and sip on Schlitz. Some
sheep. Oh. All right.
No, okay.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Game is a big dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tetra. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello, dummy.
Hola.
Hola.
Tetra, sober, not sober.
I'm going to say not sober.
I'm ready.
Are you sober or not sober, Tetra?
No, I am, yeah.
You're sober. Okay. All right, Tetra.
You sure?
Looking at the Men's Room red.
Oh, cool. Good for you. All right, Tetra, Men's Room poll. I'm curious. You're going to contract one of these. Will it be herpes from a monkey, chlamydia from a koala, warts from a dolphin, or Lyme disease from a tick?
Tick.
You're going to take that tick and the Lyme disease. Okay, you got it.
Yay!
Yeah!
Yeah, but yeah.
And you said sober?
My dog got Lyme disease from a tick, so yeah.
Yeah, this is sober.
You could be like your dog.
All right.
Yeah, his name is Anubis. He's awesome.
His name is what now?
Anubis.
Oh, Anubis. Okay, like the Egyptian guy.
Anubis. His full name is Anubis Gastroi. He's my service animal.
I'm glad we know that.
He's staring in my way. He's like, "What's going on?"
Tetra, what is he? What is he trying to do?
He's just staring at me, talking at my phone.
Yeah, no, but you said he's a service animal. What is he trained to do?
Oh, he helps me get up. Because I'm disabled. Oh,
okay. So so anywhere you walk, is he beside you?
Oh, yes.
Damn, that's impressive.
I feel bad for that dog. All right, here is your question.
Thank you, you mother trucker.
Oh, thank you for the tongue break, so I appreciate it. And now that I'm a father, I actually am that. I finally actually joined that club. All right, here is your question. What TV show did the TV show A Different World spin off from?
Hold on. I need to put up my ear. Give me a second. Okay, go ahead.
What TV show did the TV show A Different World spin off from?
Oh, Jesus H. Christ. I know this answer, but I can't answer it. Pass.
You know the answer, but you can't answer. Like, you refuse to answer, or you just can't remember.
Was that
Lisa Bonet? Was she part of that?
She was.
Okay.
Originally, and then basically
it's Cosby.
Cosby.
Yeah, Cosby.
Let's see what happens next.
And remember, Bill Cosby, back in the day, gave actress Lisa Bonet a lot of grief because she did the movie Angel Heart with Mickey Rourke. She did a nude scene, and he said how terrible that was. Fast forward a couple decades, and I don't think it's above him. All right, here is your question. In 2005, Jesus Christ, in 2005, Angela Merkel became what country's first female chancellor?
Angela what?
Merkel.
Angela Merkel?
Angela Merkel, yes.
Okay, what's it called?
Yeah?
I'm almost there. Give me a moment. Please give me a moment.
Her dog's helping her. Writing it down.
Champion?
I can just see the dog just going like, why
what's
me?
What's that?
No, he's definitely staring at my phone. Olympian champion?
Wow.
What now? Say what now? What country?
It doesn't matter. Germany's the answer. Germany. That's all we need to know.
Oh, okay.
People love you, by the way. All right. Here is your question.
Awesome.
I am lying to you. All right, here is your question.
You mother trucker.
Does sound travel?
Hey, Tetra, hold on for one second. We're going to ask you a question, and then you'll answer it, okay? Just give us 2 seconds here. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Does sound travel faster in the water or in the air?
Neither.
No, one or the other. How does that happen?
There's too many people speaking. I can't understand. One more time.
Where does sound travel faster? In the air, like that you breathe, or underwater, like that you might?
In the air, sir.
Ah, it's in the water, I guess.
Yes, it is.
It's in the water.
It's in the water.
Tetra, question four.
Question number four for you.
It's only been four.
What guitar manufacturer was responsible for the Stratocaster?
That would be... Oh, goodness gracious. I humped one before. I can't believe I just said that out loud.
We can.
The Stratocaster is a fret.
What's the guy's name who invented the Stratocaster?
Professor G.
What did you say?
I said it starts with G. No, that's Gibson.
So not Gibson.
I know.
You're getting closer.
I know, and it really sucks. Uh-oh.
That didn't sound good.
It sounded right.
I'm sorry, Henry. I have to pass on that one.
Oh, no.
What happened there?
I don't know. Who opened the door?
Jensen, did you do that? Jesus, Liz.
Oh, my God.
She's gone.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right.
She was eaten by a monster, I should add, by popular request.
I'll be damned.
I mean, okay. Monster. She's out of her mind. Monster. Hang up. Someone else. I like this one. Just tell her she's right.
Oh, no. That's not bad. All right. The game is Big Dummy. Let's see if we can get somebody who can be one and done.
No, wait. To be fair. On the call screen here, it had her name, and then in parentheses said, caution. Honestly, yeah.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Come on, here, we made it to drinking time.
The Men's Room presents...
Drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we toast a woman known only by the name of Peggy. She is from San Antonio, Texas. And just so you know, she decided she wanted to make an honest couple of extra dollars by selling homemade tortillas. All right, no big deal. So she started selling her product on Facebook Marketplace. But to let people know that they were, in fact, homemade tortillas, she took the time to post some photos of her actually making the tortillas, all right? So she got a big hit, but she didn't really understand why, because in several of the pictures, like anything, you see the flour, you kind of see the pre-tortilla, you see a few formed tortillas, and then you see her rolling pin. But the rolling pin is where things started heading south for her, and I do not know if she's embarrassed, but seemingly she did not realize that the rolling pin that she has, okay, it's this purple rolling pin, and it's covered in flour, and it's kind of half on one of the tortillas, and several of the people that were looking to buy her tortillas, they started letting her know, hey, are you rolling your tortillas with that rolling pin? She's like, yeah, it's just this cute little purple rolling pin I found. I roll all of my tortillas with this. Well, it turns out that the purple rolling pin is, in fact, a purple dildo. She had no idea. It doesn't even matter that it was labeled Durex, which, of course, is the condom and sex toy brand. They have zero kitchen appliances in their catalog. It doesn't matter. It's 1,000,000% a dildo. And she's been using this for as long as she's been selling them. I do not know how long she's been using this to roll out her tortillas. Now, the good news in this, according to people, she seemed legitimately shocked and very embarrassed that she's been using this to roll the tortillas. So they said the good news is it's very unlikely that the dildo is serving double purposes, if you know what I mean.
It might have served an initial purpose, but it doesn't anymore.
Well, no one thinks
that. But if she didn't know what it was, I don't think it. I think she was just using it to roll the tortillas.
Well, did she find it in her house or did she buy this thing?
I don't know.
That's a good point.
I mean, I don't know where you buy a sex toy that you are unaware that it's not like, you know, it's next to the M&Ms and the Snickers bars at the checkout line in the grocery store, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's unlikely that someone would sell this, say, at a garage sale. Most people would probably pass on a used sex toy. But either way, it's right there in the picture. Like I said, you can see the flour, you see the tortillas, you see the dildo. And for most of us, it's very obviously that. She apparently had absolutely no idea.
Do you mean I can make something at home and sell it on Amazon or eBay?
No, she's on Facebook Marketplace.
Facebook Marketplace. Yeah, so if I make a really good meatloaf, I could freeze that thing and sell it to people.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, okay, if they wanted to buy
know that.
I
think I'm fine with her using that device.
There's really no problem with it.
And people clean them.
People do clean them. Again, I don't know where she could have. Maybe someone bought it for her, like at a gag gift or something at work, and she misunderstood what it was. But either way, apparently, all of that said, apparently her tortillas. Excellent.
Taco Tuesday.
I will say this. Anytime you go to a restaurant and there's somebody rolling tortillas, you just feel better about the restaurant.
You really do. Would you feel better if you saw they were using a dildo?
Even better? No.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I still eat their tortillas.
You know what? I would too, ma'am. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm down. It sounds bad, matter. But like a good tortilla, I don't care what you rolled it with. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's drink there. So feel free to check out, Peggy? Yeah, check out Peggy's Tortillas, San Antonio Marketplace.
Did she make the tortillas hard or soft?
Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.